At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Angel Reese y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Pa-da-pa-pa-pa.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Orman and Foreman, old school, new school version. We're coming at you live, 1040 O Street, not live, actually, from 1040 O Street, but close enough. One of us isn't. But Austin.
Jay.
It's Super Bowl week.
It is.
In New Orleans.
Is that a Jay Foreman favorite?
It was all right. It was cool. It was a good time. I mean, I've been a couple of them before, but the interesting one when I went to New Orleans, it was the Patriots Rams, so it was Spygate, you know, or what. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I didn't know what was going on. We weren't gonna go. And one of our college teammates is from New Orleans, named Jason Wilkes. And what happened was me and Mike Rucker, I don't know why we didn't make plans and we were being cheap. So we had the same agent and he called us up and JJ Stokes, I'll never forget this because I ended up getting in a fight with JJ Stokes during the game, but they were kicking our tail and I was a sore loser. Well, anyways, JJ Stokes and another, and I think it was Amani Toomer. I don't want to speak for him, but I think it was. So they had some appearances and a hotel paid for, and they didn't show up. They were like, they didn't go. So our old agent called us up and he was like, hey, if you guys could get down there, you got a free hotel and they give you like a, you know, a per diem or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we were right. Yeah. So it was cool, okay, man. So we had a nice little Husker reunion down there. Wills picked us up and we had a good time, went to some parties and stuff. And actually, fortunately and unfortunately, this is back when, I guess, I don't know what he was Puff Daddy back then. You know, I met him back then. He's a little old dude, but yeah, you know, I didn't know he was that gangster back then. And met some interesting people, man. This is the funniest thing. This is how weird the world is. So at our hotel, you know, it was down there. So when they had those NFL parties, you know, the entertainment would stay there. So Patti LaBelle. Do you know Patti LaBelle?
Oh, I know who Patti LaBelle is, Jay. Come on.
Do you know who Patti LaBelle is, Austin? Or do you know who Patti LaBelle is from her pumpkin pies in Walmart?
Jay, I took history of rock and roll. I know who Patti LaBelle is.
Okay. I'm just messing with you because I know Nick Sater don't know who Patti LaBelle is, but I know you do.
No shot.
So Patti LaBelle was there, Mariah Carey was there. A lot of entertainers. So we were leaving the hotel. Wilts was picking us up. We were going somewhere, and there was this little dude, man, and all these like, they weren't teenagers, but like girls were outside. You know, they were teenagers just flocking over. I was like, man, who's this little dude? Like, you know, like who? Like I'm looking around for somebody. I'm thinking like it's Jordan, Michael Jordan. I'm thinking it's somebody like a sports related.
Yeah.
And Mike Rucker was like, man, that's that Latin heartthrob dude. And I was like, what? You know, I don't know. We listen to, you know, hip hop and stuff. It's this little old dude, and he was cool as heck, man. It was Mark Anthony.
Oh, no like, way.
Oh, yeah. Standing right next to me. I thought it was just like a little valet. You know what I mean? I don't know anything. I'm not big into, you know, music or like all that stuff. And here's what I did, Austin. Austin, I tapped him. I said, hey, man. I said, my boy over here says you're a Latin heartthrob. Latin heartthrob, right? So I said, who the hell are you? You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, man. He's like, I wouldn't call myself a Latin heartthrob. He's like, my name is Mark Anthony. And he's like, I sing. He said, I forget what type, what Latino, some type of music. And I said, man, you got it going on. And he started laughing. And then he got in his, you know, he signed some autographs, took some pictures and stuff. So that was a pretty cool time down in New Orleans, man. It was a good time, man. So anyways, yeah. So
Is Mark Anthony more famous for being Mark Anthony or for being married to J-Lo for a little while?
I think it depends on where you're at. Mm-hmm. I think down where, like in the, you know, like wherever he's from, like down there where he, like where he kind of like made his stardom. I think he's an icon. And I know he's a great, you know, musician and stuff like that. So I'm sure he got to another level with the marriage to J-Lo. So,
well, he got big time by Jay Forms. So that's how you know he made it.
I think I was just stupid. I mean, that that was not my highlight of meeting people. That was just stupid, just pure. If they ever want to say a football player from Nebraska don't know any better, that's me. And I should have known better. And here's why I should have known better. I knew Prince. You know, I know I went to high school with Morris, or I know Morris Day and the time. I know all those dudes, you know, because they're all from Minneapolis. I grew up like with those dudes, playing basketball with them. And here this dude is. I don't even know who the heck he is.
Doesn't look like he belongs.
Yeah, he did not look like it, but he's a little yoked up little dude. You know, looked like a little cyclist or something, man. Like he was going to be like, what is it when you ride them horses and play the polo? The jockey?
Oh, yeah, jockey.
Yeah, he's a little dude like that, man. But anyways, like we were saying, Austin, before we went to break, New Orleans, and this is any city, you know, from what, you know, I think the biggest thing when you go in, and this is national championship too, you know, but this Super Bowl is like when you're, I know me, for me as a football player, you know, when the championships in high school, one obviously in college, both, you know, in high school, both basketball and football, when, you know, being a long winning tradition, the Super Bowl is the hardest. You got to be good and sometimes great, and you got to be lucky. And sometimes you can sabotage yourself based on the lead up to the game. And you could lose focus, right? Probably, you know, say if you got a lot of family in town, it's too much family time, get this distractions, nightlife, especially in a place like New Orleans, Atlanta, any Super Bowl city is a lot of distractions. But then also you can lose focus. And sometimes you can get too caught up in the game plan and start playing the game plan or the plays that you played in practice versus the plays that you know they're going to be out there. You can think you have it, but you don't have the small details. In a small detail, if you go right back to last year in Las Vegas, was earlier in the game, they ran RPO with Pat Mahomes at Joey Bosa. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum Batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. About the middle of the third quarter, they ran it again. What do they do when they need a big first down? Ran it again at Joey Bosa. You go back to the AFC Championship. The Chiefs against Buffalo. The running play that kind of sealed the deal. It's the same running play they ran earlier in the game. Those are the little things that you can mishap by being distracted, you know, lead up to the Super Bowl, let alone you've seen from Barrett Robbins, who I think was more of a mental health thing, Eugene Robinson, which I think is kind of a more of a setup thing, but there's different guys. Stanley Jackson from, you know, I don't even think you were born back then. You know, different guys, you know, sometimes, you know, get, you know, the pressure, right, Austin? You got to think this is a. You know, for a football player, you know, obviously, you know, look, I was blessed enough to win three national championships or, you know, be on a team, you know, be part of three national championships. I hate saying I won three national championships. We won three national championships and I was blessed to be a part of it, a small part of it. And then to go to be, you know, like my dad, you know, he went to three Super Bowls and then his best team didn't get to go based on a, you know, fluke call against the Cowboys. That's why I hate the Cowboys, and I will always hate the Cowboys, you know. But then you think, like, for me, you know, you play 9 years in the league, second year, it's a Music City Miracle, get to the playoffs again, and then you kind of, like, piece together, and it's over. And where these guys, you know, some guys are, you know, getting it, like George Karloffis, we saw, you know, he's a Big Ten alum from Purdue. You know, he's going for his second or third Super Bowl. And so the pressure of all your wants, all your dreams, you think about, I remember being a kid, you know, just when I first moved from Maryland, Washington, D.C. area to Minnesota and playing snow football with friends and replaying the Super Bowl. What would we do? You know, like we were playing the Super Bowl out there. And so all those things come and weigh in on you, and you got the, you know, obviously fan pressure and all that other stuff and stardom, and you can really extend your career 5-10 years based off being a Super Bowl champion. You think of, you know, the one guy that's making the rounds I saw in the media row was Malcolm Butler, Super Bowl hero to the Super Bowl up in Minneapolis, all of a sudden didn't play. I think it was Minneapolis or Phoenix, one of the two. He didn't play, right? So, and he was a pretty darn good corner, signed a big contract with Tennessee, has a book coming out that he's going to probably detail why he was suspended, but ultimately it was probably a lack of poor judgment on his part, or perceived lack of poor judgment on his part, because Bill Belichick isn't going to just suspend a starter that started 16 games plus the playoffs for no reason. So you know, things like that can get in the way, and so it'll be interesting to see if anything happens on either front. I doubt it. I think they'll probably keep him away from the French Quarter. So ultimately, hopefully, the best teams will be out there and the most focused teams to give a good product come Sunday.
And that's where I think having both of these teams there is probably good, because it shouldn't play a huge factor necessarily. I mean, you know, Kansas City's been around the block now 2 years in a row, and what, three of the last four of the last five, whatever it is now. And Philly was just there 2 years ago. They should know how to handle it. But then that's where, you know, you look at the head coaches, right? Is Andy Reid going to be out on Bourbon Street? Probably not. More likely
he's going to be eating. He's going to be eating. Beignets or something like that, or whatever it's called. Beignets
and po' boys. And Andy Reid's going to get a piece of this, piece of that. That's just what he does. But he'll be tucked away at a corner booth somewhere if he's out on Bourbon Street at all. Sirianni probably won't be out, but you don't know how he's going to react, right? Because it is emotional, right? That's where I could totally see, Jay, this wave of emotion that I'm sure is starting to hit now as you get to the lead up of the game. Which team handles that initial rush of being back at the Super Bowl better and then parlays that into Sunday is going to be interesting to watch. I could see Sirianni being all fired up, being emotional, revenge on his mind from the way things played out the last time, building that emotional crest up to the Super Bowl. Will that be enough? Can the Eagles sustain that emotional wave? Or will it be the Chiefs, steady as they go, never too high, never too low, never out of it? Will that steadiness, that veteran experience of now the last 2 years in a row being here, will they be emotionally worn down after two straight long seasons? I mean, a lot of straight long seasons now. Or will they be ready and prepared in the moment because they've been there so often? It's going to be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl is a different game. There's essentially a concert before the game. There's a lot more coverage. It's a longer game, and so you have to be patient, and you can't be emotional. So you're 100% right. Whoever handles it better, but then also what team stays in the moment. It's a long game. You generally can't win the Super Bowl in the first quarter, but you could probably set yourself up by losing it if you aren't there, like emotionally and mentally. So it's a big week, and this next 48, 72 hours is going to be a predictor for, you know, either for one team or the other to get a Super Bowl victory. So ultimately a lot's on the line. You wish them all the best. And then obviously, I would probably say this, Austin. There's more Eagles fans that came out of the woodwork.
Just like the Chiefs fans did 6 years ago, right, Jay?
But people hate the Chiefs, period.
People hate Philly, period.
Yeah, but they hate the Chiefs worse now because they went in. So we'll see what happens. You know, literally, this is like Star Wars. You ever seen Star Wars?
Oh, yeah, big Star Wars guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, you are. You remember when Princess Leia came in on the hologram, said, Luke, you are our last hope?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Yeah, you're my well. This is it. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, pretty boy, Jalen Hurts, extreme. You are the nation's last hope, because if the Chiefs win, it's man, it's going to be horrible.
Did your boy Jameis throw the W cookies to the Chiefs or just to the Eagles? Because it might be Jameis, the Jameis effect. We'll see how real that is.
Yeah, we'll see. And a sneaky fact is Vic Fangio is 0-7 against Patrick Mahomes, but that was when you're head coach of the Broncos, so that doesn't really count.
And then Dolphins DC last year, too.
Yeah, so that doesn't really hold much water. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Old school, Foreman and Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.